Hey Joe, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. I'm rocking here.
That's awesome. Where are you joining us from right now on the phone?
I'm in Los Angeles. Eagles finished up for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a wonderful summer. And so I'm on R&R here till September.
Awesome. And then in September 23rd, you come and play Warner Theater here in D.C. You looking forward to that show?
Yeah, I really am. I really am. We got a couple of things to talk about. There's also a rally October 4th.
On the National Mall, right, for addiction?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's just that's not a full set. That's about 20 minutes.
So you're playing on the National Mall, and it's with a couple other artists, right? It's Sheryl Crow and who else?
I don't know everybody. Oh, yeah. Steve Tyler.
Oh, Aerosmith, yeah.
Yeah. And there's another guy that's new and country and great, but I can't think of his name right now. Anyway, that'll be about 20 minutes each.
Awesome. You're rallying to raise awareness about addiction, right? Why is that an important cause for you to play for?
Well, it's being a recovered alcoholic, I can relate. And it's apparent to me and a lot of people that addiction is rampant in the United States. And I'm talking about illegal drugs. I'm talking about prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm talking about junk food. I'm talking about alcohol. I'm talking about cigarettes. Physically, medically, it's tearing the country to pieces.
Absolutely. So,
and I don't think the government or Congress has the right take on it.
So what do you think would be the right take? What are they missing right now?
Just realizing that everybody should realize that people who are addicted to something need help.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in place when somebody needs help.
Right.
So some kind of regional hotline, some kind of counseling, some kind of help getting, that gives them a shot to get off whatever they're on.
Definitely.
Because, you know, when you get addicted to something, you didn't plan that when you first tried it.
Right.
You tried it because it made you feel good.
Yeah.
And then when you realize that, oh, my God, I feel terrible unless I have some more, then it's too late.
Absolutely. Well, there's some very serious addictions that you brought up. The one addiction that, if we can segue here a little bit, the one addiction that has been healthy for us has been our addiction to your music, sir. See how we
That's
did that?
A good addiction.
It's great. I mean, seriously, you know, between your solo stuff and then obviously all the stuff with the Eagles, you know, your songs are so popular that I feel like they're literally played all over the place. You know, you go to a grocery store, it's there. You turn on your car radio, it's there. Does a day go by that you don't hear your music somewhere?
Oh, well, sometimes I just stay home, so I won't have to hear any of my music. How's that?
There you go.
If it comes, no, that's not true. Yeah, I'm amazed. I really am. I'm so grateful and very humble about it. And, you know, I have the best of both worlds. I have, I'm in a great band. The Eagles are, it's a privilege to be a part of a band like that.
Absolutely.
And we do things a certain way. And that is everybody has an assignment of a part to sing and a part to play.
Mm-hmm.
And if we all show up and do exactly that, it turns into something bigger than any of us individually. And that's great. That's one way to do it. And we do it really good. But But when I go out solo, I get a chance to open up a little. First of all, I get to turn up a little because the Eagles are a singing group, first
right.
of all.
Right.
So, and I get a chance to improvise and play it different every night mm-hmm. and freeform it more.
Definitely.
And I get to play smaller places where the interaction with the audience is much higher quality
mm-hmm.
and everybody has a good seat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really have the best of both worlds. I get to do both of those things. There are not a lot of musicians who can do that.
Definitely. You mentioned how you guys, each of you guys had a really successful solo career in addition to the stuff you guys all did together. Is there anything that you learned from Don or Glenn that made you a better solo artist? And is there anything you think they learned from you in their solo career?
What I learned from them is all about singing.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. Don is a great songwriter. Glenn is a great songwriter. And they sing great. There's a magic when they sing together.
Mm-hmm.
And I studied that. And how do you do it? Who sings what? And there's all kinds of tricks that they knew. And being around them has made me a much better at the craft of songwriting.
Absolutely.
It's opened up a whole new department of the big picture, the way I look at things. And I'm really grateful. I think what I did for them was to rock and roll a little bit. They didn't really know how, but they wanted to.
Right.
And so I came in and did what I do. And it took the Eagles up a notch. I would like to think up a notch. But it just defined the direction a little more focused, because they were nervous about painting themselves into a country rock label corner.
Right, which it was at first for a while. It was it was more like that, yeah, and then you helped it rock.
Yeah, they wanted to. So now they know how. And it mutated into what the Eagles are now, and that's what we all wanted. So that it all interfaces and works natural.
It's kind of the best of both worlds. All those different styles and forms and genres are kind of all fused together. That's what makes you guys so unique, I think.
Yeah, we're an American band.
Definitely. And, I think I'm pretty sure I read that your first, the greatest hits you released kind of trades blows with Michael Jackson's Thriller as the top-selling album of all time. I think the only bands that have outsold you are the Beatles and Zeppelin. I mean, how crazy is it to be in that such elite class right there?
Well, you two claims they've sold more, but I don't know about that.
You'll dispute it.
Yeah. We go back and forth with Michael Jackson. We were winning, and then he was winning, and then we were winning again. And I tell you what, then unfortunately he died, but his catalog went nuts after that.
Right.
So I doubt we'll do this, but if we all kill ourselves, our catalog will go overtake his. But we're not going to do that.
Yeah, let's hope you don't do that. But, someday down the road when you guys have left this beautiful earth, maybe you guys will get a similar spike in sales. But for now, we'll...
Yeah, we're not done yet.
For now, no way. For now, we'll cherish having you around, please, for a while.
Yeah,
longer.
Good. That was kind of twisted, but
that's what we expect from Joe Walsh. He's got to say something twisted in there.
We'll let Michael lead.
We'll let him have that for a while now.
Yeah.
But that's got to be crazy. I mean, when you set out, you know, when you're younger and you're first starting playing, it's got to be crazy to think that one of your albums will be owned by more people than any other album. Like, does that just blow your mind?
Yeah. And you know, we were up and coming, and we knew we were pretty good. We really had no idea that Hotel California would affect as many people on the planet as it did.
Yeah.
But we were coming out of Southern California, and there was a musical community there that was all kind of thinking in the same pattern, and it just kind of happened. It just kind of happened, but it is a great feeling to know that we did something that really affected the world, and I would hope for the better.
Absolutely. And you mentioned a second ago about how you said that comment was a little twisted, but and I said how, you know, we expect that edge from you. You used to sing about, you know, reputation for destroying hotel rooms, all kinds of crazy edgy stuff you did. How did that start? Do you have any wild stories, party stories, anything like that?
Well, yeah. We played in Chicago, and there was a knock on the door, and oh, my God, it was John Belushi. And John came in my room, and we became really good friends over the next period of time. And when one time I went hell-raising with him in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He showed me the town, and all I'll tell you is it cost $23,000 to check out.
You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Yeah. Yeah. All but right. We had a good time. We don't have time to get into all the stories. You know what? We were young and achieved an amount of success beyond our wildest imagination. And I'll just say this. We got to the point where we could do anything we wanted, so we did.
Awesome. Well, that's so awesome. I know we got to wrap it up here, so can we just end real quick with, I have some really rapid-fire fun questions. I'll throw it out, and you can answer me real quick, and we'll just wrap it on to the next one, all right? And they're all
right, I'll give it my best.
All right, they're all puns on your song lyrics, so here we go. Have you ever stood on the corner in Winslow, Arizona?
No. Glenn stood on a corner with Jackson Brown. That's how they wrote that.
Have you ever stayed at the Hotel California, and is it a lovely place, like they say?
You know what? There's about five places that say they're the Hotel California.
Ah, okay.
And none of them are.
Mm-hmm.
Hotel California was abstract...
Like a metaphor.
Yeah, a metaphor, an abstract vision of that's the way Los Angeles was before any of us made it. Nobody in California was from California. Everybody was from Ohio and Texas.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, on to the next one. Do you consider yourself brutally handsome, and do you know anyone who's terminally pretty?
Yeah, both of those.
All right, tell me, Desperado, is the Queen of Hearts really always our best bet?
Yeah, that's love.
All right, and the last one from Already Gone. Is it true that so many of us live our lives in chains and we never even know we have the key? And how do we find the key?
Oh, boy. I would say stay in the present, get out of the past, get out of the future. Stay present and be happy.
That's great advice, and I think that's the perfect place to leave it, Joe. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us. We're looking forward to the show at Warner Theater and then the Addiction Rally on the National Mall. They'll both be fun and also a good cause. So thanks so much for taking time to talk with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.